what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Back once again at the CoQ10 Energy News Desk at Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. And if you have not yet gone and gotten your complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, the energy green, a drink that's actually good for you, has zero caffeine, zero sugar, zero carbs. It is amazing. It has the full complement of all of the vitamins, vitamin B that you need, all the different variations of vitamin B, and it's got 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10. And you, I'm not only gonna pay for your bottle, your free sample, 16-ounce sample. I'm gonna pay for the shipping to get it to you if you just go to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and try your own complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, caffeine-free energy. It hydrates you and it energizes you. It gives you that pickup you need at 2 in the afternoon without giving you the jitters because of the CoQ10. It's good for your heart, good for your skin, good for your joints. It will change your life as it has mine. So CoQ10 Energize your afternoon. Get your complimentary sample at kmcfree.com, and I'm paying for the shipping to get it to you. So there's absolutely zero risk to you in any way. Now, at the beginning of the show today, I mentioned that we had to say goodbye to a friend over the weekend. In fact, we had sought to be in contact with Dr. Herb Lundin in recent weeks because of the various international foreign policy headlines that his expertise would be keenly suited for. Donald Trump actually has depended upon Dr. Lundin for several ideas as it relates to Middle East policy. But he was not long for this world and went home this past weekend. And we are mourning, along with the Lundin family and friends of the Lundin Center for Policy Research, the loss of this great and incredible man. And along those lines, I asked Alex to dig through the archives and to find some keen moments when he was with us in recent weeks. So we offer this as our tribute to Dr. Herb Lundin. Dr. Herb Lundin, who rejoins us on all things foreign policy. Dr. Lundin, it's good to have you back with us today and good to hear your voice.
Well, Kevin, it's very good to hear your voice as well, and I'm so happy to be with you.
What do you make of the current state of affairs?
When you have members of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, all saying there is a secret society, and we are doing whatever we can to undermine this president. These are remarkable claims
right.
for institutions that presumably have some degree of integrity. The North Koreans obviously are very much interested in getting aid and assistance from the United States, and they want to see the peninsula being denuclearized. The Chinese are eager to see that as well, but denuclearization for them means that the American influence would be significantly reduced, if not eliminated. I think it's important for the world to understand that Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism around the globe, and we are going to continue this arrangement. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and I don't think that most Americans, if they understood it as clearly as you do, Dr. Lundin, would say it made sense either.
This has not been discussed in the press at all.
Right.
And, you know, I God bless you for bringing up topics that other people never discuss. And it's one of the reasons why I think you play such an important role in the radio.
No, Dr. Lundin, the days that you filled in for me and made guest appearances on my show, you were the one that was actually making the difference on the radio those days. And you have for such a long time. And we mourn your passing, though we are grateful that you are at a better place now and able to meet the God who made you and knows you and loves you. I'm Kevin McCullough, the passing of Herb Lundin. See you next time.